USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is continuing to see the sights and sounds of London as the president was greeted by Queen Elizabeth and toured parts of Buckingham Palace earlier today. The president then made a visit to Westminster Abbey and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. Now, protests are taking place outside Buckingham Palace as the president and first lady are set to enjoy a state dinner. A delegation of Mexican officials are in Washington for talks over President Trump's plan to levy tariffs in an effort to get the nation to do more to stop the flow of migrants over the southern border. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News that those threats should be taken seriously.
He's absolutely deadly serious. In fact, I fully expect these tariffs to go on to at least the 5% level on June 10th.
And the Supreme Court is refusing the Trump administration's request to put DACA on a fast track for consideration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License and 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Quest Diagnostics, one of the biggest blood testing companies in the U.S., says millions of its customers may have had their personal information exposed online. A bill collecting vendor that works for Quest says an unauthorized user had access to the system for close to a year. Quest says the user may have credit card and bank information along with social security numbers as well as medical data. It's a tragic end in the search for a Texas toddler. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Remains found in Arkansas have been identified as those of a missing Houston 4-year-old. The Harris County Medical Examiner confirming that Malia Davis's remains were in the trash bag found by a roadway in Fulton. They were discovered on Friday after an activist said he'd been able to get her stepfather, Darian Vence, to confess to killing her. Vence claimed last month that Davis was kidnapped. Vence is currently being held on tampering with evidence charges, but Houston police say he'll now be charged with murder.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A delegation is in Washington, D.C. for talks as President Trump threatens across-the-board tariffs in an effort to get the country to do more to stop the flow of migrants across the southern border. Republican AG from Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News this is what needs to be done.
Well, obviously, the president has been concerned about this for a long time. He's been talking about problems with Mexico allowing illegal immigration through their own country and then into our country for his entire administration. So, hopefully, with this threat of a tariff, we will get action by Mexico to actually at least protect our border if they don't want to protect their own.
As far as how Mexico has responded, the Attorney General tells Fox News.
Well, it looks like they are responding. They immediately sent people up to Washington to talk. And as you just suggested, those talks are beginning and hopefully in earnest. And hopefully Mexico will take this seriously and respond to what the president is asking, which is just stop the illegal flow and we can keep these tariffs off.
Another active weather day in parts of the country, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Storms across the Midwest, the Plains, and the South are bringing new threats of flash flooding. Areas of West Texas, Kansas, eastern Nebraska, and western Iowa facing the greatest risk today and tonight. Major flooding continuing as well in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.